listener production.
Rush to legislate against activists. Albanese isolating with COVID. Finance beefs up IT security. And Indonesia to ban extramarital sex. From the Saturday Paper and Listener, this is Post News in 5, written by Max O'Prey. I'm Adair Shepherd, and these are your news headlines for today, Tuesday, December 6. Number 1. Senior bureaucrats believe they had been given the opportunity to effectively co-write a federal watchdog's report into the RoboDebt scheme, a Royal Commission has been told. On Monday, the RoboDebt Royal Commission considered emails from Michael Robinson of the Legal Services Branch of the Department of Human Services to Karen Harfield from Services Australia's Customer Compliance Division. In the email, Robinson said, "The department has been given a great opportunity to effectively co-write the Commonwealth Ombudsman's investigation report." A raft of amendments were made to the document, including striking out wording that, quote, inaccurate debts were raised in the welfare recovery scheme. The Ombudsman's report failed to raise any concern about the unlawfulness of the program and was used by the former coalition government to defend itself against negative press. Jonathan Houston from the Department of Human Services, whose name was raised in relation to the effort to influence a report, is set to give evidence today. The RoboDebt inquiry has returned after initial hearings in November revealed concerns about the RoboDebt recovery scheme from the moment of its conception. Number 2. Newly unearthed documents have revealed a, quote, scramble to rubber stamp the New South Wales bill that led to the controversial jailing of a climate activist due to a media furore over protests. Emails show how New South Wales Premier Dominic Perrottet's advisers, along with several other ministers, sought to fast-track the bill that led to climate activist Deanna Violet Coco being jailed for 15 months. The bill had not even made it through the New South Wales Parliament in April, when the offices of multiple ministers were pushing to have it rubber-stamped by the state's governor. It took only 2 days for the bill to be voted through the New South Wales Parliament with the support of the Labor opposition. Perrottet welcomed the sentencing of Coco last Friday, who will face a minimum of 8 months in jail with no parole, which has provoked criticism from civil rights groups and the UN. Number 3. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has tested positive for COVID-19 for a second time, prompting the cancellation of a key national cabinet meeting on energy. Albanese made the announcement on social media Monday afternoon, urging others to test themselves for the virus if they were feeling unwell. A national cabinet meeting planned for Wednesday will be postponed, delaying key talks on plans to cap energy prices. Acting opposition leader Susan Ley criticised the decision to cancel the meeting, arguing that it should have been held remotely. Number 4. The Department of Finance is looking for better security after hack attacks on Optus and Medibank left millions exposed to extortion and identity theft. Tender documents indicate there is a search for services to, quote, protect against a large variety of types of cybersecurity attacks, including all cybersecurity attacks which a sophisticated service would be expected to protect against. The protection of taxpayer, health, and Centrelink data against bot attacks and other cybercrimes will be beefed up under the move. And number 5. Indonesia is set to ban sex outside marriage as part of sweeping changes to its penal code. The changes would penalise sex outside of marriage with up to 1 year in jail and prohibit cohabitation between unmarried couples. Legal experts and civil society groups say such changes to the penal code are a, quote, huge setback for the world's third largest democracy. Most Indonesian Muslims practice a moderate version of Islam, but recent years have seen a rise in religious conservatism that has crept into politics. That's it for Post today, December 6. Don't forget to subscribe to Post News in 5 here in the Listener app, as well as to the Politics Podcast, your daily shot of what's happening in and around Parliament House. You can also head to thesaturdaypaper.com.au to subscribe to our newsletter. Have a great day.